Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, please share this with anybody and everyone who you think can get some benefit from it. And also, I know a bunch of you guys who haven't already subscribed to this podcast, but listen, so please go over and subscribe to it now so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at the Aspie World. The, T-H-E, Aspie, A-S-P-I-E, and then World, W-O-R-L-D. So the Aspie World. All right, guys, thanks.
In this video, I'm talking about fine motor skills, and are you this bad? All that and more is coming up. Hey guys, before you get started with the video, I just want to let you know I have a free autism web class which is designed to help you achieve daily life tasks for people on the spectrum. It will be in a card above here and a link in the description. Okay, on with the video. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan, I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this kind of content. So if you're new around here and you've stumbled across this video and you want to see more and learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. Also, if you're watching over on Facebook, which is this page a like and a follow, and share this video if you think it can help somebody. Okay, so fine motor skills. I have a super big issue with fine motor skills, and I decided I wanted to talk about it and talk about discussing some of the tips for adults that I'd never really seen anyone talk about on YouTube. Okay guys, so before we get started, I just want to know, are you someone who is having difficulty with fine motor skills, or are you come to this video to learn about it for somebody else? Let me know in a comment down below. I read and respond to every single comment, so if you do that right now, let's start our conversation. Awesome. Right, it's time for another Aspie World video. Grab your Aspie World merch, if it's a hat or a t-shirt or whatever, you know, links in the description below if you don't actually have any merch. And let's take a selfie. That's right, grab your phone, turn around, hold it against you and the screen, me in the background, and we'll take a selfie, okay? All right, get everything ready. 3, 2, 1. Okay, what you need to do now is go to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and tag at the Aspie World in that selfie. I want to see it. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so all that rubbish is out of the way, and I'll just take a drink with my Aspie World mug. It's actually a cup. I have no idea why I said mug. Now I feel stupid. Hey guys, so basically, let's get into this. There's a thing called fine motor skills, and it's basically fine motor skills and there's gross motor skills. Gross motor skills are like picking big things up, like grabbing like a spade or picking up your backpack or, you know, putting on a coat or something like that. And then you have fine motor skills, which is like the smaller detail, like picking things like this up and holding small objects in your hand. Now, like this is one example of holding a small object in your hand, but, you know, there are difficulties that come with that, and I'm gonna get into them. So if any of you guys have seen a video, I'll link it here if you already haven't. There's a video I released about, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was called Five Autism Life Hacks, right? And in that, I talk about the fact that I wear slip-on shoes, or I actually, so these ones are actually Vans Autism shoes, which is pretty cool, right? These are Vans Autism Awareness shoes, but they're slip-ons. And rightfully so. So before I actually had these, I had to take my shoelaces out of my shoes and replace them with elastic bands because shoelaces are difficult. Now, the reason shoelaces are so difficult is because shoelaces actually have a huge disadvantage for people who have issues with fine motor skills. People on the autism spectrum actually are more prone to have issues with motor skills, especially fine motor skills, like I was saying, picking things up. Now, one of the biggest ones that really bugs me is trying to open and pick out my headphones from my AirPods, okay? Now, these are AirPods, these are standard Apple kind of, the new AirPods that are actually, they're like noise proof or noise canceling. And if you open the pot, it takes me a while to actually open the bloody thing, but inside here, you actually have a two little like wells that hold the earbuds. Now, I can't open these things long enough to actually take them out. Now, taking these out of here is actually quite a task for me to get these out. It takes quite a while, but I actually can do it in the end, but it's very difficult because trying to, the pincer grip, which I'll talk about in a minute, is difficult to open for these. Now, the pincer grip is where you have two fingers and you can like pinch things, kind of like a crab. And the pincer grip is the main key feature in actually picking things up for fine motor skills, right? And some of the ways where this actually comes into play, like I was saying earlier, is with shoes, with shoelaces. Now, these are actually my running shoes, and they're actually just completely tied like this. Naomi helped me tie these up, and they're completely tied like that, just because it's gonna be difficult. I could never untie these. Like shoes, shoelaces themselves are so difficult to untie. I just never ever actually got the ability to do it, because they're so difficult and they're so kind of like, it's fiddly, you know, you've got to get your hands in there and do stuff, and then my hands kind of cramp up and then I have no real action in my hands. I remember once we were walking the dog and I had a dog lead in my hand, and I kind of went to pull that little clip down to lock the dog lead because there was another dog coming towards us, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. I just ended up pushing the lead further towards the other dog, and needless to say, the person who had the other dog wasn't very amused. Now, another big issue that comes into play with the fine motor skills is this. Hold on. So any of you people over there who have watching this right now, have children, I salute you. The job is a testing one, it's a tough one, but it's also super rewarding. So hey, big shout out to my mums and dads out there watching this video. You guys are amazing. You always have come across these little things. Now this is basically, I call them poppers. I don't know what you call them, where you're from, but basically they're little tiny like press studs, I guess that's a word. And then you have to like fit them together. You have like a male and female end and you have to try and squash them together. And by squashing them together, you're able to fasten the garment together. And by fastening the garment together, there you go, you have it closed. But these things are the bane of my existence. Like trying to put these things together never works. I feel like I put them together and I squeeze and it never really clicked. And I put it together and I squeeze and then the thing just falls off. So my kid's walking about, he's like, hey dad, I get, oh. My jumper's just fallen off. I'm like, damn it, Dan. That is a really big issue, huge issue. Who's this one? Next, baby stuff. Stop putting poppers on baby clothes for people with bad fine motor skills. Now, the other thing along the same lines with baby clothes is this. This is a baby garment, but they have tiny, teeny buttons. Now, these tiny, teeny buttons are so difficult. Like, getting the button through that hole is so difficult, and like, it's never gonna happen. That is never gonna happen. I have no idea why they make these holes so blinking small, but like trying to get those buttons through that hole is super depressing because I can't do it, and then I feel like I'm a bit of a failure. And then the other thing, the main thing, is putting a key in a door, right? So people normally have, you know, front door keys or whatever, and they put the keys in the lock, they turn the lock, and then open the door. That takes a few seconds. For me, it takes ages. It takes way longer. It actually takes minutes for me to do this because getting the key in my hand in a position and the grip of how I hold the key is really difficult, and I feel like it's never really secure. And then I put the key in the door, but it takes me ages to line it up with the hole and then try and actually push it in to turn it. And even our patio doors upstairs have got a key to open them, and so it's just like, it's the worst thing ever. But noticing that we have these issues, me and Naomi, and Naomi's my girlfriend, if you guys haven't been on this channel long, we decided that we would find some ways to overcome this with some hacks. And you know me, I love hacks and coping skills and strategies. So I have three items here, which are gonna be paramount for helping you with fine motor skills if you have these same issues that I've been experiencing. Right. Just before we get into those hacks, if you believe that this video is helpful to somebody and is worth it, please can you share this on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and anywhere you feel it may help somebody, because it really helped me out and it'd help you guys out as well. So that'd be super, super awesome. Oh, and don't forget to give this a cheeky like, thumbs up, because that'd be super cool. Let me know if you like this kind of video. So the first thing I'm gonna talk about is zippers. Oh, that made a heck of a noise. Zippers are basically zips. They're kind of like teeth that integrate like this, but they have like a pull cord on them. And the pull cord is quite small, which is perfect for fine motor skills. So as you can see in this example, I have this fanny pack, as Americans call it, or a bum bag. I actually got this one for free. YouTube gave this to me. It was really, really nice of them. But yeah, so you can see this, pulling this zip open and close is actually a really good way to practice fine motor skills, because it's such a difficult task to do, but it's also focusing your pincer grip and actually helping you overcome stuff. If anybody can hear anything in the background, it's actually my dog. My dog is the biggest pain in the butt, and he always gets in the way of videos. And his name is Randall, by the way. So yeah, there's loads of pictures of him on Instagram. So I highly recommend trying out the pincer grip with a zipper, because what that does is it kind of starts to strengthen that skill of you actually using the zip, you know, forward and backwards. And it actually may help, like it helps me. I feel like it really helps me a lot. So hey, it might actually help you. Okay guys, so the next hack I'm gonna talk about is putty, right? So I have this stuff that was actually sent to me. It was really nice. I did an unboxing for a company, and they sent me this stuff, which is basically a pinch me therapy dough. So it's a therapy dough that you use. You kind of like a putty. It's kind of like a you know, a sensory or a static putty that people use to like calm themselves down. But I found that this really helps with things like you know, because you're squeezing the putty, it helps with like, fastening those muscles and getting you used to gripping things as well. So the putty is really, really good. But this one's actually a pinch dough. So if I show you guys, what's kind of like a, it's I don't know, it's more like a plasticine kind of thing. So you can like pinch this one, yeah, it's really, really nice. I actually really enjoyed this one, and it's just. I don't know, it's just a nice dough, really. I highly recommend you guys getting some kind of like stress putty or something like that, or something similar to this pinch me chill kind of stuff, because it's really handy and it definitely helps with those muscles. Right, let's get on to the last and final hack. Okay, I actually stole this from my son, but it was a double kind of buy when we bought it. This serves two purposes. One, it helps my son because he's only little, kind of, you know, home in on his fine motor skills, but also helps me with my fine motor skills. Now, this thing has a bunch of different activities on it. Yes, it's made for children, but at the end of the day, if it's gonna help you as well, why not? So you can see here now it has like these little doors, and then you can put these like latches on and push these little things down, which I can't do at the moment. But by doing these and playing with these, you're able to actually learn fine motor skills and practice fine motor skills as well. So this board is pretty cool. So it's got like a lock on it and stuff like that. And then it also has this like, that one, that's kind of cool. And then you got this padlock type of one. Now this board is really cool. We really enjoy it, and we this is why we wanted to get it. It's made by a company called Melissa and Doug. I will link this down below in the description for an Amazon link. It's exactly the one that we bought if you want to get yourself one of these or your kid one of these. But I found it really, really helpful. And it actually does help, especially this one, which is the lock one, which is number four on the door. I'll just show you guys a close up. So this number four one actually is so good that like it's really, really helped me with trying with these ones, because we have baby gates obviously, and this type of lock is super difficult normally, but now since we have this board, yeah, we managed to actually sort it out, which was super, super awesome. Okay guys, remember, if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with people who you think could get value from this video. Also, if you are new around here and you want to subscribe, hit the subscribe button and check out my next video. I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.